is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We give you praise, our Father. We honor you, Jesus, the Son of God. Glory to your name. Adoration. Praise to you, our God, who sitteth in the heavens. Your name alone shall be praised. Your name alone shall be honored. Your name alone is exalted. Your name alone, it's your name alone. Oh, we lift you up. We give you praise, our Father. Honor, adoration, dominion to you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Worthy is your name, Son of God. Holy, 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 holy. Lord God Almighty, the earth is full of your glory. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for understanding that you are giving the face of Jesus Christ. We exalt you, our Father. We honor you. I ask that we bring forth your word with clarity. You bring your word with certainty. You bring forth your word with establishment upon heart. That you will cause your word to distill upon our heart. You will show us great mercy. You grant unto us great help in the Spirit. I ask that you will visit us with light. You visit us with your thought. You visit us with your person. We see the gift of your person. See the gift of your faith. Honor to you, Jesus. Glory to you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The Lord has been speaking to us. What I said last month, that I first strongly, the Lord wants us to go back, go further, get to establish us in Christ. And establish us in Christ. Then touch with the things of the mystery of the Father. And the mysteries of God. But I persist strongly, Lord wants us to strengthen the work of Christ in us. For us, for Christ to have depth in us. I said, Christ is also a good. But you don't see it as a good because it's a good that is buried or is hidden. It's hid. Because Christ is hid in God. Because Christ is a foundation. Just a number, nobody can see the foundation of any house. So likewise, Christ is hid in God. That life called Christ is a measure of life called Christ. And that life is called those who will live godly in this world. So that life that is called Christ, called godly, those who will live godly, according to 1 Timothy 1, 2 Timothy 3, talk about those who will live godly. In 1 Timothy 1, he said that it should be to godly edifying. That edifying means godly building. In 1 Timothy 1, is godly edifying. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 4. And how do you do that? Godly edifying means godly building up. Edifying is to build up. Because you find that edifying in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, say he that speaketh in tongue, speaketh to God, and edifieth himself. That is 14:3 and 4. But he that prophesied speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. But he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. That was But he that prophesied edified the church. That means he building up the church. He said, edified me to build up. He's building up. So the life that you build up when you learn Christ, the life is built up in you. That building up of that life, that rising of that life in your soul, and eventually will come to your body, is called godly. So 1 Timothy 1:4 said that life, that godly edifying is by commandment, is by keeping commandment unto the end, that you're going to arrive at godly edifying or godly building that is in the faith. And how do you build that faith? He puts a semicolon of how that faith is going to be, how you are going to do that godly building, which is in the faith. He puts a semicolon, says, so do. He says is to do commandments unto the end. You start commandment with faith on faith, and you arrive at a good conscience, and eventually you arrive at charity out of a pure heart. So that life that is Christ is what Romans 8 says, to be truly minded is life and peace. Romans 8, 6 and 7, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be truly minded is life and peace. That life and peace is godliness, is godly edification, that is godly building. But because the carnal mind is enmity against God, or it's not subject to the law of God. So what brings for life and peace is the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit, or the law of spiritual life in Christ Jesus. He brings for life and peace. But there's another law, the law of God. The law of God brings forth another building. Is that the building? The law of God will build the temple of God and living God. Temple of God and the living God. That's what the law of God will do. The law of God will build the temple of what? Of God and the living God. Or the law of God will build the house of God. The house of God is the house of God. It will be the house of God. You'll find that in the book of Ezekiel, where they were talking about the law of the house. So there's a law that built the house. The law that built the house is called the word of God. The word of God will build the house, and the law that runs the house. You find it out in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel talk about the law of the house in Ezekiel 43:11 to Ezekiel, you know, the law of the house. The law of the house, Ezekiel 12. For this, the law of the house upon the top, the house that is upon it, upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof round about shall be called most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. So the law of the house. So there's the house, but it's the law that governs the house. So that law that governs the house, they began to talk about it, the fashion, the form, the shape. So those form, those fashion, they are first what the word of God did. The form, the fashion, that's the word of God. It's the word of God that determined the form, the shape, the fashion of the house. He said, show the house to the house of Israel. Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquity, and let them measure the pattern. So the first thing is the pattern of the house. You ask for us to have the pattern of the house, then you move into the law of the house. So the pattern of the house is in the word of God. The word of God holds the pattern of the house. The word of God. That's the framework of the house. Pattern of the house, they measure the framework of the house. So from verse 11, 12, you see, show them the form of the house. So the form of the house is the pattern. The fashion thereof, the going out thereof, and the coming in thereof, and all the form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the form thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the old form and all the ordinances thereof and do them. So follow what is the pattern. And the pattern are the form, the shape, the fashion. So what bring forth this thing, what carry out this thing is the word of God. So the word of God has all these things. Is the word of God. Because what does what God does, the word of God does, the word of God built up. The word of God built up. Act 20. I commend it to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. So the word is a builder. The word is a builder who is able to build you up. This word we are talking about here is two things. After the word I build you up, then you have something to build up and to give you. So an inheritance, you can't take inheritance. This inheritance is Christ. You must offer us the word of grace. Then you have an inheritance of the heir of the grace of Christ, or the heirs of the grace of life that is in Christ. So there is the build up, but you don't stop with the build up. So build up here is the measuring, the pattern, the form, the fashion, the shape, the ordinances, the going in and the coming out of the house. But beyond that, there's also an inheritance. You must receive the building up and the inheritance. So this build up is the holy temple in the Lord. That is how Ephesians 2 call it. Because the word of his grace is the holy temple in the Lord. From verse 20. Say, and I build upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone. Verse 11. In whom all the building, can you see? All the building. So your building is not once. They don't build you up as habitation of God at once. There's all the building. Habitation of God go through series of building. All the building fitting frame together. So they are all building. They now frame all the building together. So when I tell you that you have to follow build you, so it's only temple in the Lord. As a temple of the living God. As a temple of God. What made up the house of God? A different kind of building. So, holy temple of the Lord is a foundation. It's a foundation. So you all the building filling together grow up into an holy temple in the Lord. So you can see here is to build up an holy temple in the Lord. See, this holy temple is Jesus Christ. This holy temple in the Lord is the foundation. You know, I told you something that Christ is hidden God. So if you see this holy temple is built in the Lord. The Lord there is Jesus Christ. So they build up this holy temple in the Lord of Christ. So you have to go into Jesus Christ to go and exude the pattern, to go and measure the pattern and copy it out. So it is after you have built up in the Lord, then you now build in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So you can see here that he's able to build you up. I commend it to God, but not only to God, and to the word of his grace, he's able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. There's an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. So how do they sanctify you? At 26. So you can see this sanctification comes by faith. To open their eyes, to turn them from power of darkness to light, and from the power of turning from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin, forgiveness of sins. You know, forgiveness of sin is only possible by the word of Christ. That's how they do forgiveness of sin. It's the word. Forgiveness of sin is washing. Is a washing of water of regeneration. Is the washing of water of regeneration. That's forgiveness of sin. Titus 3:5. Not by the works of righteousness which have been done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration. So these are the two things I must offer to you. The washing of regeneration and renewing of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, renew your mind. Renew the spirit of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind to make your mind become spiritual. And the washing of regeneration. When you see Acts 22:14, and he said, the God of our father has chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will And thou shouldest know his way, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. To hear the voice of his mouth, the God of our Father has chosen thee. The God of our Father has chosen thee. But thou shouldest know his will, know his way, and see that just one. And shouldest hear the voice of his mouth, to hear the voice of the just one. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou have seen and heard. And now, why tarry thou? Arise, be baptized. So, you know, for whosoever and his baptized shall be saved. You can see. Arise, be baptized. Arise and be baptized. That means if you have believed, arise, be baptized. But you now put a column. Arise, be baptized, comma, and washed away thy sin. Calling. Not once. Calling on the name of the Lord. Calling on the name of the Lord. So that's the second program. That program of washing away thy sins. Calling, that means this time you are calling on the name of the Lord will be a time where you are going to be undergoing the washing away of thy sin, which is forgiveness of sins. So another for forgiveness of sins, washing away sins, to wash away. Let's see it in Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 18. Washing away your sin. I'm talking about what is available in Christ. The time of building you up. Is it the word of his grace and an inheritance? Inheritance for them that are sanctified is receiving the person of Christ in you. Christ is an inheritance. Or receiving the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ is an inheritance. Or what Galatians called the Spirit of his Son into your heart. That's an inheritance. It's there from the Holy Ghost. Come now, Isaiah 1:18. Let us reason together. Seeth the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. It is then you move into the land. If you be willing, because your sin will not make you be willing. Yes, do your sins. So they will wash it. They shall be white as snow. It's the time of washing, of regeneration. Which and time of cleansing, which is Ephesians chapter 5. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Not only loved the church, and gave himself for it. So there's a time to love the church. And so when he loved the church, that's what he does to the church when he's in love with the church. Before he will give himself. The gift of himself is the gift of his person. But the full program is to love the church. And what does he, when he loves the church, what does he do to the church? That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. I say the word of his grace is a time for washing. And it's a time for what? For sanctifying. Washing and cleansing. Sanctifying and cleansing is the operation of the water of the word. Water of the word. Water of the word to the gift of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Before you will receive the gift and give himself. You want to give himself for it. But you must also love the church. So when you love you, what does he love to you? He will start the process of your what? Washing. And in washing, there are two seasons in washing. There's a time of cleansing and a time of sanctifying. We Titus call those two seasons, washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. They will renew what they are washed, or they will sanctify what they have washed or cleansed. So you find that in Peter, call that renewing, he called it the sanctification of the Spirit. So is the sanctifying and the cleansing. Of the washing of the water by the word. But Titus called it the washing of regeneration, comma, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. What they call the Holy Ghost here is the gifting of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's the renewing. Holy Ghost renew the spirit of the mind. The renewing of the Holy Ghost is to make the mind become spiritual. And the putting new spirit in the new heart. So you call it the washing of regeneration. And the washing of regeneration is the cleansing of the water. And the renewing of the Holy Ghost is the sanctifying. That's what Ephesians call it. Sanctify it and cleanse it. Can you see? That it might sanctify and cleanse it. He will cleanse it with the water of the word. He will cleanse it with the water. We will cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. But there's also the place of the sanctifying of the word. The place of sanctifying of the word is the spirit of the word. So the word has two operations. The word has his water. The word has his spirit.
Amen.
The word has spirit and what? Water. The word has spirit and water. So there's a spirit and water. So there is the cleansing it with the washing. So the sign of cleansing is the washing of the water by the word. But there is the sanctifying of the word. Like Jesus says, sanctified by thy truth, for your word is truth. So truth is a spirit. Truth is a spirit. Grace and truth. Water and spirit. Grace and truth. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. So he's full of what? Of water. Everlasting water. As everlasting spirits. Grace and truth. Everlasting water. Everlasting spirits. So call it the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So you know that this is not talking about what happened to us at new birth. Because it's not washing. What happened to us? We are born again at once. We are quickened at once. So this is renewing. So what they are doing, this work is a work of Christ.
Yes, sir.
It's a work of Christ in the soul.
Yes,
and this work of regeneration continue. Which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our what? Our Savior. That being justified, can you see? By his grace, we should be made according to the hope of eternal life. So can you see? I just wanted to see it here. They call it the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. But in Ephesians 5, they call it, he loved the church and gave himself for it. So there's a two program. The program of loved and the program of giving himself. So there will never be the giving of himself until you are being sanctified and cleansed in the light of what the Lord has prescribed for us. That they cannot give you, they must have given you the word and give you the law before they give you power. The gift of power is the gift of the person. So they gave himself for it. So Christ will not give himself for it until he has loved the church. And when he loved the church, the program of love the church is that he might sanctify and cleanse it. He might sanctify and cleanse it. Cleanse it. So he will start with cleansing and sanctify. So when he started with cleansing, he's cleansing with the washing of the water. And he will now sanctify with what? He will sanctify with truth or sanctify with the Spirit or renew with the Holy Ghost. So let's see how Peter put that operation in 1 Peter 1:2. From verse 1, or Peter said, Paul, an apostle of Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontius, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. Elect, that this is how you came into your election. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, true, can you see? The sanctification of the Spirit, that in the end of the journey, how they elected you. So they didn't talk about the washing of water.
Amen.
They didn't talk about washing here. They just talk about sanctification of the Spirit. Because I told you, I said there are two operations in Christ.
Yes,
the washing of the water by the word. And I said the word have two operations, the water and also have the spirit of the word. The spirit of the word is called sanctification. Or it's called renewing of the Holy Ghost. So they just refer to it. Through the sanctification, I think, how they elected you, everyone will not elect you. What does it mean to elect you? To accept you. Come to a acceptable year of the Lord.
Yes,
your acceptable year is your election. There's this song in Yoruba. They call it the Jubilee. It's the year of the Jubilee. Because until sanctification of the Spirit, you are not free from the sin. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So the law of life in Christ Jesus is your time of sanctifying you by the Spirit or renewing by the Holy Ghost. You can wash a man until he has gone to the renewing of the Holy Ghost or the sanctification of the Spirit. You will not be free from the law of sin and death. You will not be free from the spirit of law of sin and death. You will not be free. So you must be washed. And what? You must be sanctified. To be washed means you'll be cleansed. And then you'll be sanctified. It is after you have been sanctified that Christ will give himself. So the gift of Christ to eat is what? Is to receive an inheritance. Christ is an inheritance. To give himself. Because we are teaching from Acts 20. I commend it to God. I commend it to God. And to the word of his grace. Who is able to build you up. So that your building up is your washing, your cleansing, and your sanctification by the Spirit. Those are all the program under your building up. Those are the program of the word. The program of the word of his grace. So under that program of his grace, you are cleansed or washed and sanctified by the Spirit. You also see the same thing, book of John chapter 3. Just say unto you, very nice unto you, said the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter again to his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered unto him, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit cannot enter, or he cannot be built up. That will enter the kingdom of God, mean to be built up. So there are two things for your entrance, or for your building up of your building up. To enter is to be built up. Or you cannot enter. You cannot say this is the house of God of the Lord. Which I said the form, you know, in the measure the form or measure the pattern. The part of the house was the form, the shape, the going in and the coming out and the ordinances. Then the law of the house. So there are operation of water in Christ. Just like we have operation of water in the season of the Father and the Son. There's a living water. But you cannot partake of living water until you are partaking of the bread. Or you are partaking of the seed before the rain. Then after that, you will receive the law. Then after you have received the law, then you are qualified to start taking the things of the inheritance. And the place of the inheritance is the covenant, testimony, which are all blood things. Covenant is blood, testimony is blood, and the sayings of the book. Those things are gift or person. And I write my law upon their heart. I will no longer write upon the law upon their mind, and I will put it upon their mind. Know what we tell them about, know the Lord. For they shall know me from the least to the greatest. They shall know me from the least to the greatest. Their iniquity and their sin, like remember more. They will know me is the gift of the person. So when you have the covenant, you are beginning to know him. He is giving you his person. When you have testimony, testimony of Jesus is the truth of prophecy. You are receiving the prophetic nature of Jesus. It's the gift of his nature. So covenant, testimony, and the same book are power, are persons. Because when you make covenant with a person. It's an agreement with the Father. You are making a covenant with a person. You don't make covenant with things. But that person will not allow you to come and make covenant with him until you have used his word to build up and you have received his laws. Then he will not come to you because he knows that you have his word and his law. If my word abide in you, he that have my commandment and keep it then, it is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved my Father, and I will love him, and we manifest myself. It's a person to him. So all those commandments, you must have the commandment of the word. You must have the commandment of the law. Then you will be ready to manifest himself to you, which is his person. So the time of manifesting himself to you is the beginning of receiving the inheritance. That's when you are now having access to inheritance. Just like you never receive the seal of the Holy Ghost, which is the receiving person of the full of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost person comes to fill you, but Holy Ghost can fill you. The Holy Ghost will give you the milk of the world. Then he will fill you. But you receive the seed of the Holy Ghost, which is the inheritance. Ephesians. In whom you also trust after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Whom after you have heard, you were sealed. Before you receive seal, is that you have heard the word. And after you have heard, in whom after that you believed, you heard and you believed. To believe in me, your belief is not just I believe, but that when you believe, you do some things. You do what the word prescribed. Then after, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit. But two things transpire. You heard and you believed. And the time of your believing is time of doing something. In that of Apostle, everyone that believed, they are one accord. You see what they did. In that of Apostle chapter 2, you heard what they did. In that of Apostle chapter 3 or 4, you heard what they did. In that of Apostle chapter 11. They mention what they kept on doing in chapter 2. Let's read it. Then they that gladly received his word, we are baptized, and that same day there we are added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship. These are things that they were doing as a sign that they believed and that they have received the word. And what their doctrine? They were receiving lines. Doctrine will prescribe to you laws, manner of life, purpose. It will prescribe to you kind of righteousness that you should do according to the meek of the word, according to that dispensation, apostle doctrine, and breaking of bread and in prayers. See what they are doing, because they believe and this is what they are doing. No, if you are not doing this, you are not part of them. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed, we are together. Nobody separated themselves. Nobody broke fellowship. They were together in heart. Their hearts were one. They were together in one accord. And all things in common. And sold their possessions and goods. And parted them to all men as every man has need. That means they kept on doing love for all the saints. But there's an equivalent of this thing in Christ called charity. But they started practicing the beginning love. Love for all the saints. They sold their goods. This is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13. If I got my body to be burnt and I have no charity. So God, I can do this thing, but I don't have charity. Because charity is higher than love for all the saints. Yeah. But they started with love for the saints. But now they want to give them up to become an holy temple in the Lord. But these people are just those who are related to the church. So they are a conversation. And you need to do this thing before you receive the seal of Holy Ghost. All they that believed, they heard the word, and they were believed before they were seen. And all that they believed were together, and all things together in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had needs. And they continue daily in one accord. That's why if you don't like to fellowship, you must fellowship with your brothers. There's something that will do to your heart. It will cause your heart to meet with your brother. There will be knitting together of your heart. Because that's what Colossians 2:2 said. That their hearts may be comforted. Being together in love. You won't love your brother. You won't love with unfeigned love. You won't love with pure heart if you are not fellowship with your brother. Every time you sin, the sin make you want to break fellowship. You want to withdraw from fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Communion with the Holy Ghost. So sometimes what you do not to have fellowship with your brother is against supply to you. Doesn't want your brother to supply to you and for you to supply to them. And Holy Ghost to supply things to God. What your brother will supply to you is the supply from the Spirit. And you two will supply something to them. Which was Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things. They do all things together in common. All things, sharing the word, fellowshipping, speaking the truth to one another, growing up together. May grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly framed together and compacted by that which every joint supply. So you must supply. That's what they said. They continue daily in one accord. 44. And all that they believe, we are together and are all things together in common. Things together is not only food. We saw all things that they have together in common in that Ephesians from that 15. But speaking the truth in love, they grow up together. What they do after God, they're also growing up together. Like you raise children together in the same house. You see them different ages and they are growing together. But eventually, they begin to get me together. They begin to become one. Speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, because we are supposed to grow unto Christ. We grow into him. Everybody, we are different, but all of us will grow into him. I love that word. May grow up into him. Everybody is Christ should be the convergence of every soul. We are different in our thinking. We are different in our craft. We are different in our perspective. We are different in our taste and fashion. So the created fellowship could get that. So to met us together unto him. Because he wants us to look like him. Not like another, but like him. Speaking the truth in love. May grow up into him. In all things, that's what we must have all things together. They have all things together in my mama, which is the earth, even Christ. So we need to grow into Christ. From whom the whole body fully framed together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. So Christ, the Father gave us Holy Ghost in us. And Christ is waiting that Holy Ghost will instruct you to love all your brethren. As you need to love, you fellowship daily with your brethren, you obey commandment instruction that elders in the churches say, pastors, your brother also go to watch over you, counsel you, do this thing. There's something as you do things together, you are loving each other. Your hearts will begin to grow together unto Christ. From whom the whole body fitting framed together, compacted by that which every joint supplied. That's verse 15 of Ephesians 4. According to the effectual working. So can you see? When we are doing all things together in common and we are supplying, a working is taking place in us. They call it the effectual working. In the measure of every part, make an increase of the whole body unto what? The edifying of himself in love. What is this love here? This love, edifying himself in love, is the both the love of all the saints and the love of the brethren and the love of Christ into the love of the Father and the love of God. You keep edifying yourself, you keep building up yourself until you arrive at final building up, which is what? God. Habitation of God. You build up yourself in the Spirit, you build up yourself, godly building, and you build up yourself in the Lord, you build up yourself in the Father and the Son, and you build yourself in the love of God. So you see that our building up, our defining in that Ephesians 4:16, he qualified by the defining of himself. So a defining of itself, that the body, the church, has what it takes to edify himself. Why? Because in every saint is a grace put inside. And that grace that is every saint, that every saint, as you hear the word of God and you're obeying God, that's what you supply. As you are doing things together with the rest of your brethren, you share what together, you pray together, you eat together. When one is rejoicing, you are rejoicing. When one is crying, you are crying. When one is weeping, you are weeping. When one is weak, you gather to pray for the person. When one is being afflicted, particular affliction. When one is celebrating, you are celebrating. When one is hearing word, when one corrects you, you take the correction. When one encourages you, when one comforts you, you are comforted. All those things, as every part is supplying, and you are receiving, and you are supplying over time. Something happened to you, there's a growth taking place. And that growth is taking place, and also there's an effectual working in the measure of every part that maketh increase of the body unto edifying of himself in love. Colossians 2:19. Now then the earth from which all the part by joint and bands having nourishment minister and came together and increased with the increase of God. Colossians 1, call it increasing in the knowledge of God. So when you begin to come into the things of the Father and God, you increase. When you come to the things of Christ, you are knit together. Nobody should have learned Christ and has not been knitted together. Christ should have knitted together by what every joint and every band and every part are brought for nourishment, minister nourishment to you. And through nourishment, you are kin together. So Colossians talk about that knit together in Colossians 2:2. That their hearts may be comforted, being knitted together in love. That knitting together starts from the time of Holy Spirit. Christ, they make it knit into one. And in God, in the Father, the Son, they increase that knitting until you are like God. then the prophecy of the Psalm 133 will happen to us. Psalm 133 will, behold, we look how good and how pleasurable it is for brethren to dwell together in unity or in unison, in one unit. We don't got different parts. We are just one single unity. It's not two. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bear, even Aaron's bear. So that means everybody is like the high priest. The bear, everything is Aaron. Aligned. It's one unit. It's no longer parts. It's no longer joints. It's no longer bands. Like Colossians call it joints and bands. All the body by joints and band, having nourishment ministered and kin together. So, but Ephesians 4 called different members on the body. He called it joints and parts. From verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly framed, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every part supplied, according to every article, to the effectual working in measure of every part. Can you see? He called it joint and part. Colossians 2:19 call it joints and part, having nourishment ministered to the whole body. So the whole body can work, can be kin together. They grow and kin together. They grow and being kin to their joint. That what came in. You knit, they are knitted together. They are knit together. So they keep supposed to keep engrafting you, knitting together, that you are not able to see every member. Every member with diversity one. That member diversity one is that this our program when we become like the high priest, like our Lord Jesus Christ, like the Son of God, like the Son of the Father. Behold, how good and how pleasure, pleasant is pleasure, Rebo. It is for brethren to dwell together in units, in one single unit. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bear, even Aaron's bear, that went down to the skirt of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore, or life everlasting. I'm not trying to say that this process starts from Holy Ghost. But they strengthen it from Holy Ghost. Seal of Holy Ghost is like a band of Holy Ghost. That band defense so together. But before they can receive Holy Ghost, look at what they do. We started reading from 41. And they that receive his word, we are baptized. The same day, they were added unto them about 3,000. So you know that 3,000 souls are different souls. No souls are the same. They don't do things the same way. But they continue in apostle doctrine. Apostle doctrine did something to them. 3,000 souls. 3,000 different parts. 3,000 different bands. 3,000 different what, joints. They continue steadfastly in apostle doctrine and fellowship. So that's why we must have daily fellowship. Even if it's just 30 minutes. Even if it's online, we must fellowship daily. It's a daily fellowship. Sometimes they do fellowship. You see that. Sometimes they fellowship both in the afternoon, morning time, afternoon, and they also fellowship in the evening, in their houses. That's how we fellowship online. Sometimes maybe twice in a week, Wednesday and Sunday, we come to church to come and fellowship. Then we fellowship like once or twice again in our house. When we go to visit, we start fellowshipping. Fellowship on the houses. Because it's a fellowship, joint, I'm a part, I'm a joint. I'm a band. Every band we supply. Every band we make nourishment available to grow and kindly frame and joint and compacted together by that which every joint supplied according to the effectual working. So when that joint is supplying, it's a working in second place. You see, if you are always down, that's why you need brethren in your hour. Some of us, that's one reason why we must bind to stay with brethren. There's something that happened to you. There is a supply that comes to you. You can fellowship online, but being together with your brothers, staying together with your brethren, sharing the same apartment, sharing the same room, sharing the same bed, sharing the same food together, praying together, there are things that he puts on you, and there are things that cannot survive other day. Even spirit will never survive there. Demon will never be referring to you. Because they can easily see you come together to pray. Even when you're angry, you got to pray together in the morning before you give out now. Or when you come back in the evening, you're going to have household member fellowship, like twice in a week. So you're able to confess your sin to one another. You repent. Pray for one another. So those are all supplies that you miss. Husband and wife, those are things you should do to supply to each other. And when you're someone that you are growing up, what's growing up? Growing up is building up. Your father growing up in Ephesians 2. He said they might grow up together as an holy temple. So he called it 50 frame together in Ephesians 4. But I build upon the foundation of Apostle and Prophet John Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the beauty, 50 frame together, grow it up unto an holy temple in the Lord. For in whom also you are also built up together in the Lord. So I say, Christ is our meeting point. As you are growing, as everybody, every judge is supplying, you are going to grow up in Christ. Or Christ is being built up in you. And you also, you are being built up in Christ. When every supplier, you are obeying God, you are doing the word of God, you are being built up in Christ. And Christ is being built up in you. It's a coin with two sides. Christ is being built up in you, you are being built up in Christ simultaneously. So give me that Acts 44. So all they that believe we are together and we are all at all things together in common and sold their possessions, goods. So sometimes by using your things to take care of your brothers, you are supplying. And sometimes the thing that you like, you love, then something you die, something you come alive for your brothers and your brother. Possession, goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. And breaking bread from house to house. So fellowship did not stop only when they come to service. They continue service we are going on from house to house. All the household service we are going on. They come to the temple, apostle we teach, and the houses. Fathers and mothers and senior ones, elders, we are teaching. And breaking bread from house to house. They were breaking bread. I mean, in the house, when they come there, they break bread. They have communion. They pray. They exhort each other. Breaking bread from house to house. And did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. As we were doing this thing, breaking bread, parting, they made them glad. That's gladness. Those are activity of the renewal of Holy Ghost. That's the work of Holy Ghost. Because you see that the Spirit of the Lord God told me, for you, make me glad. Gladness. Gladness are effect of Holy Ghost. Because normally, if you sell your goods and your possession and part them, it's going to be sorrowful. Because we saw the young rich ruler, which I was teaching, they told him to sell his goods, possession. That would say, he went sorrowfully. That would say, for he had great possession. But these people said that when you sell their possession, the same commandment, he showed that selling of their possession, their goods, and distributing according to people's needs and parting with their substance, they part them to all men. Even as every man has need. Which was a commandment they gave to this young rich ruler in Matthew 19. He couldn't do that commandment. He went sorrowfully, 21 to 22, and just said, if that would be perfect, go sell all that art. This perfect is a Christ man, it's a commandment. It's a man that have done the water. This perfect means for you to be sanctified. To be sanctified by the name of the Holy Ghost. If that would be perfect, go sell that art. Like they did, there was a commandment that all the men that believe Joker did. And give them to the poor. Go sell all thy possession. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful for your great possession. Look at this Matthew 19. But there are people that did it. 3,000 people did it. And then they said they have gladness. And what? Singleness of heart. This is the work of renewing. That means this mind, we are not thinking like they were used to think. Holy Ghost started working upon their mind. You know, in the meek of the word, they usually call by renew your mind. This mind, we are not thinking. And they continue daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. Did they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such as should be saved. I just want to see. When they sell their goods and possession and give to every man according to their need and parted away those things, and they are now gladness and singleness of heart. Singleness of heart means, after you parted, they did not say, this person took more than my own. When I saw my own, I gave it to him. So you remember that story in Kings? One woman said, the day before, this woman told us, if you kill my child, we can eat. And next day, we're going to kill his own. He said, this one refused to leave his own child. So nobody that sold his goods, even when they don't part for you, they say they have singleness of heart. That means everybody will have the same singleness of heart. Gladness and singleness of heart. 3,000 people. 5,000 people. Because this time around, 3,000 people were out there. Later, we saw another 5,000 being added to them. And all that believe we are together for 44 and all that things in common and sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continue daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. Did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily. Can you see? So they were meeting daily and God was adding to the church daily. Can you see four also? That the thing did not stop. Because I said you find it in Act 2, Act 4, and Act 11. And the multitude of them that believe, we have one accord. I'm teaching that you cannot have the seed of Holy Ghost. I said the seed of Holy Ghost is receiving the fullness of the person of Holy Ghost. And I brought that one because of Ephesians chapter 5. That what? Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And gave himself. I said, the love of church is to give his things to the church. And eventually he will not give himself. He must give his things first before he give himself. And the giving of his things, giving of his word, and giving of his law, they will not come and give what? Himself. So Holy Ghost will not give himself. Holy Ghost will not have the fullness of Holy Ghost. You talk about Stephen. Before they became, they are full of Holy Ghost. All the seven that are, or everybody in the Holy Church full of Holy Ghost, or even Agapos and Barnabas in 11, you will see that they are full of Holy Ghost. You will see how they came into it. Because what? They have fulfilled the obedience. The fullness of the Holy Ghost is the seal of Holy Ghost. The fullness of the Holy Ghost is the gift of the person of the fullness of the Holy Ghost. So, like Christ will give himself to the church that he has loved, a church that he has cleansed, he has washed, and he has sanctified. And the multitude of them that believe we have one heart, Ephesians chapter 1, 13, and whom you have trusted after that you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, even also that after that you believed, you were sealed with that. You were sealed with that. When they believe, they receive the Holy Ghost. But they're not something that they were. It's after they have believed. As they believe in them, when they believe, they saw they that believed. We saw what they did. In Acts 2, they that believed. So we saw what they did. So now let's see Acts 4, they that believe. Before they see them with the Holy Ghost. Because they get the fullness of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the person of the Holy Ghost, level of them. And the multitude of them that believed. So by this chapter 4, there are already 3,000, there are already 5,000 in chapter 3. It was in 3 that the beautiful gate man raised up. And many believed when they saw that sign. Chapter 4:4. And as they spoke unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and Sadducees even came about, bringing that they taught the people and preached through Jesus Christ the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hand on them. And albeit many of them which heard the word believe. Can you see? Verse 4. Albeit many of them which heard the word believe. The word first. And the number of men were about 5,000. There you cannot go to verse 33. And the multitude of them that believed were one heart. So that one heart, he called it one accord. They were all with one accord. 121st, one accord. Act 2:1, one accord. Then Act 2:46. And they continue daily with one accord in the temple. One accord. Which lead to gladness and singleness of heart. Then Act 4 again. And all the multitude of them that believe we are of one heart. So what they call one heart is one heart and a one soul. One heart and a one soul. When they say one accord, it's one heart and one soul. They don't have a new heart yet. Because Christ will give you new art, but they have one art. And that they arrived at this one art through what they were doing. Believing the word that was being preached. Following the apostle doctrine. Loving one another. By giving and not withholding from the needs of other. Something was happening to their heart. Their heart were becoming one. Their heart was becoming one. They have one art and one soul. What they call one soul, there is one mind. One mind. That one soul is one mind. One heart, one soul, one mind. But this is not a new heart. It's not a new heart. This is just one. Because you will not receive the seed of Holy Ghost without one heart and one soul. The seal of Holy Ghost come to men that are one. One heart. But one heart is just the beginning. You become one with the Father. But yet they are one with the Holy Ghost. So I was saying, I miss them. You must be one with Holy Ghost first. They galvanize around Holy Ghost. All their heart was one with Holy Ghost. That's why when Ananias and Sapphira, that is not one heart and one soul with them, wanted to divide Holy Ghost in Act 5, Holy Ghost judged him. Because Paul said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Because Holy Ghost was their convergence. Just like the way you're supposed to be compacted together and join and knitted together with Christ. But before Christ, you must be knitted together with Holy Ghost. You must be one with the Holy Ghost. So that Holy Ghost can influence that you are the temple of Holy Ghost. There's a temple of Holy Ghost. Behold, the only temple in the Lord. You can be holy temple. Every of their soul should be considered holy for Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost can fully feed them. So Holy Ghost wants to bring them together to be one. 3,000 people that are different. So 1,000 people that are different heart that follow Jesus Christ for 3 years. Then 5,000 people added to them one day. Adding 1,000, 5,000 people to 120 people in one day. Then after some few weeks, they added another 5,000 again. At least we are sure as at 4, they were 8,120 at least. And these are men. And their wives. We don't know the number of children. You are sure that children are more than husband and wife. And multitude of them that believe we have one heart and one soul. One heart, one soul. Because people, we must satisfy to be like this. So. I felt that God wants us to be full of Holy Ghost as we are also moving to Christ. Now, I told you, the Holy Ghost told me that he wants us to be one heart, one soul. And there are things we must do. Love all the saints. You must love all the saints. Although I know we are brethren, but you must also love outsiders. You must show your love to the saints. When I heard of your faith and your love for all the saints, I began to pray for you. Some of us, why we are not having breakthrough to Christ? Why your husband is not enlightened? Why you cannot yet understand the hope of his calling? What the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the greatness of power towards all who believed according to the working of his mighty power? Why you cannot come into this thing? Or why you cannot understand the commandment of faith, hope, and charity? Because you don't love for the saints. Some of us, when you come to Christ, we just shut down. Sometimes even we criticize our parents that are born again through the Holy Ghost. They are saints.
Yes, sir.
They are harvest. What you come into, you're supposed to be praying for God to help them to come into it. And that's the first thing. I said there are three types of what? Of publishers. Those who publish by embodying it, living it out. I said those are the greatest publisher. He called them great is the number of them that publish it. That the publisher. Men that live by conversation. I said the second publisher that are they that teach it and say it. Don't just keep your mouth quiet. No, they beat them in at 4. They beat Peter and John. You know, I say, do you think to you that we should obey God rather than men? What we have seen and heard is what we are testifying. I love that word. What we have seen and heard is what we are testifying. We testify what we have seen. It is what we have seen and heard. We speak. Acts 4, 18 to 20. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. These were just meek of the word, though. But these people are already full with Holy Ghost. But Peter and John answered and said, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. If eventually you have heard this thing and you have seen, even if you are not yet doing it, because that we must heard and see for you to start doing it. Because when you are heard and see, you are blessed. You are a blessed man. When you see, you have heard and see. You've seen the same thing. Paul told him, he told Timothy, what you have seen and heard of me among many weaknesses. The same, what? Commit also for women. What you have heard and seen. 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that have heard of me among many weaknesses, the same. This is just heard alone. Commit the faithful men, which are able to teach others. So if you have heard this thing and you have seen, you're supposed to commit to other people.
Yes,
you cannot keep your mouth quiet. If you have heard this thing and the things is helping you, you are making sense of it. You can't keep your mouth quiet. You must be a witness of this thing. You know, this month is the month of Way of the Heart Camp meeting. SMF Flex is hosting Way of the Heart. And last year, he called witness. You must be witness to this thing because you have heard it. In law court, they have different kinds of witnesses. That witness of men would have heard. That witness of men, that has saw it. And we have witnesses of men that they did not hear the CC, but they are investigator. They have proofs, evidences. They have evidences. So there are witnesses of men that heard, witnesses of men that are see. The next witness they take in court are witnesses of men with evidences. Either evidence by proving, or evidence by experience. So the greatest witnesses are men that have that evidence as experience there in their life. They are the greatest. But when you are an evidence by men you have seen, like man, Paul was writing to Timothy, that second Timothy, that he should commit this thing that he have heard of me among many witnesses. So Timothy himself may not yet experience it, but he said, Timothy, you have your grandmother and your mother. They are witnesses of this thing. Commit what you are saying among many. Your mother, your grandmother are witnesses. And a lot of us, we are witnesses. Witnesses of our special parents in the Lord. How this thing have changed them and it's changing them. Witnesses of some of your elder brothers. So because you have seen it and you have heard it, you should not also keep your mouth quiet. While you are doing it, where you are laboring to bring for an evidence, a fruit by the way of your life, because you have heard and you are seeing and you are having making sense of it, you should be a witness. You should be a publisher. So there's a publisher, men that publish by experience, men that publish by what? By making sense and proof of it. Who are men that run like a investigator officer? They may not see, they may not hear, but they also bring them to the law courts that we went to the sites of the crime. Or by listening to the tape or watching the video, we saw this and this and this. He showed that it's the person. Though the person may mask, they say, we check this body size. We check the shoe size. This shoe size is a 47. And we went to go and check his leg. This leg is 47. No, the person may even wear mask. And he can't see his way. They will say, the way he walk, body posture, the way he walk, that we did the modeling of how he walk, and we check the modeling of the CCTV camera is the way he walk. So they are not a person that's or seen, but they prove it by analysis and data, evidence. That one is great in law court. So those ones, you categorize them under preachers. There are preacher. You can be a preacher either because you have heard or you are seen, or you are a preacher because you are seeing the evidence of it happen. So you are a publisher. You must be a publisher. Then I said the top publisher are those who publish by praying. By praying men into this life. Like the 120 in the upper room that pray to bring the Holy Ghost. You know that it's because they tarry and pray. That's why we have Holy Ghost now. We don't need to tarry anymore because some people have done the tarry for 10 days. They tarry for 10 days. Because after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the feast of Pentecost is 50. Pentecost means 50. Yes, sir. Jesus Christ was shown himself by infallible proof for 40 days. It was in Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, 2 to 3. Until the day in which he was taken up, after he threw the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself, can you say, alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So after the same, until the day was taken away, so there was the 40 days, the guy was showing himself 40 days by many infallible proofs, and he gave them commandments. Then after that, they not told them to go and wait. We want 20 for 40 days. So one of the commandments, he gave them many commandments, but this one of the commandments. One of the commandments is Matthew 28, yes, sir. 18. Yes, sir. About the order of doctrine. Yes, sir. The name that they should know how to teach and be baptizing men. They should be baptizing men by teaching. He said for the order. Then one of the first commandments he gave to them, and being assembled together, with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, you have heard of me. So they have heard about Holy Spirit. He spoke about it in the book of John. You have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with Holy Ghost, not many days before. So you can see, say water. And Holy Ghost. So there's a baptizing of water and baptism of Holy Ghost. So you call it the washing of the water of the world and the baptizing of the Holy Ghost not many days after. So many days after. So this is when he was about to be taken off. So after he had revealed himself to them for 40 days, he said, by baptism, many days after. So not many days after 10 days. So now head in Acts 1-2. We have read Acts 1. It's Acts 1-2. And when the day was fully come, this day is 10 days after it's manifesting. So which means 50. 40 plus 10 makes 50 Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, I mean, the day of Pentecost means 10 days plus the 40, making 50. They are all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. So I just wanted to see that they are the one that pray Holy Ghost for us. Joker said, we go and pray the Father. But they also waited and agreed to bring Holy Ghost. Yeah. So when you are a publisher by prayer, and we are all participating in that prayer, those are the things that make our heart to be in one accord. And I said, the last category of publisher, I said, those who give towards it. So we saw in our two, our four, men that we are giving. I'm trying to connect many thoughts together. That you cannot receive the seed of the Holy Ghost if you don't do commandments. And that commandments will make all them to be one's heart and one soul. And the multitude, I love the word, and the multitude of them, so we can be multitude and have one heart. We can be multitude and have one soul. Neither say any of we are, they that believe we have one heart and one, because until we have one heart and one soul, we will not receive the seed of the Holy Ghost. Which is the full person of that Holy Ghost, the full person of that Holy Ghost. And the multitude of them that believe we are one heart and one soul. Neither say any of them that ought of the things which he possessed was his own. That means nobody say his house belongs to him. Nobody say his car belongs to him. Can you see the kind of soul must have, the kind of heart must have? Some of us say my car, my house. He said, none of them. And neither said. This is just saying, because after the about the mouth say. Something has happened to their soul, their heart, their mind. Because what, when you say something, what is in your mind, what you are thinking about? Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed, he belonged to them, was his own. But they had all things in common. Can you see? They take their children together to the school. One of them will stay behind when some parents have gone to the market to take care of the rest of the children. And with great power, can you see why we are not getting power? Power means for God to witness to so great salvation, for God to witness with great power, with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and the gift of Holy Ghost amidst us. We want God to witness to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ from the meek of the world, Christ, the gospel of the Son, and the gospel of God. We want you to witness. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Why we don't experience great grace? Why we struggle? Because we are not yet one heart and one soul. Neither was there any among them that lack. There should never be anyone that lack amidst us. Gospel, I'm not just teaching this teaching. Please, I beg us. I'm talking to the Lord. Please, I beg us. Let us step in. We must watch over you. Brother, don't go and ask things from other brethren. But all of us must be praying and be sent to the Spirit to take care of each other. Everything we need must be supplied. Every joint, every band, every part must supply. We supply spiritual content. We supply natural things. We supply physical things. We supply, what did I call it? We supply spiritual resources. We supply what? Natural and physical things. Everything must supply them. For as many as we are possessors of lands or houses, sold them and brought the price of the thing that we are sold. And they laid them at apostle's feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostle we are some named Barnabas, which being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite. Can you see? This is what he did before he became full of Holy Ghost and full of faith. You want some of us to be full of Holy Ghost and full of faith and full of wisdom, but we have not done this. Who being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, saw it and brought the money and laid it at apostle feet. So there's another Ananias that didn't do this thing, but it was among the brethren. But you want to have that same activity. Holy Ghost said you light against the Holy Ghost. So we saw this, there's a galvanizing together under Holy Ghost. So look, and you see a man that won't disobey this commandment. Somebody said, Pastor, you say we should sell my land. No, I didn't say you should sell your land. I said I should bring my salary. I don't say you should bring your salary. I don't need your salary. But you must have this kind of art. We must give very well. You see, you must not save more than you're giving in this season. You must not save more than you're giving. You save, but your saving must not be more than you're giving. Your saving must not be more than you're giving. These are the things that we have, if you want to be sealed with Holy Ghost, though, these are the things we must do before we can be sealed with the name of Christ and be sealed with the name of the Father and now have the seal of God, Revelation 22, the name of God on their forehead. But this is the Holy Ghost. And let's see a man that disobeyed this commandment of Holy Ghost. And a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price. Nothing bad to keep part. But in this season, the economy, this, you see, I felt Holy Ghost is bringing me down. Holy Ghost wants me to teach them how we can be full of Holy Ghost and be seen with Holy Ghost. And have power in our midst that we can able to bring for God with power to bear witness with signs and wonders, divine miracle, and the gift of Holy Ghost according to his will in our midst. Because these are the things we have been praying for. But it will not happen by prayer alone. We must do conversation. Please let me do a disclaimer. I'm not telling you to sell your land. I'm not telling you to sell your car. But obey the commandment of Holy Ghost. If you want to be full of Holy Ghost, you have to do commandments. That's what my teaching. And I want to know, Holy Ghost is teaching to everybody that fearful that they give more than that they save. That thing I know. In this thing, Holy Ghost may not tell you, but Holy Ghost will command you to give more than what you are saving and keeping for yourself. Because, like David said, I will not give to God what will not cost me something. That one I know. It must cost you something. Sometimes what you are going to give, somebody says, I don't have something. Sometimes what to give is to give you your space. It's to give you your comfort of your house. You start with that. Some of them, they took people, sent that to their house. Yes, sir. Then they started giving their things out. They share it. Some of us, we want to keep our space. We want to keep our time. That's not how it's done. If you want to be full of Holy Ghost, though, but it's not compulsory. If you don't want full of Holy Ghost, if you don't want to see Holy Ghost, it's okay. You can just be filled with Holy Ghost. But if you want to be full and want to be sealed with Holy Ghost, there are commandments that they obey that brought them to it. If you want to experience power, well, signs and wonder with diverse miracle and diverse gift of Holy Ghost will be in our midst. This command, we must do it. If we don't do it, that's what will make us have one heart and one soul. This is a thing we must do. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause the faith to shine upon you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeo Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.